You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rob.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right, hour two. That body of water you were trying to spell?
Yeah.
Is pronounced Okhotsk.
Ah, yes, the mighty Okhotsk Sea.
The Okhotsk.
Boy, that's a landmine for talk radio.
I was looking at pictures of Siberia.
Yeah.
During the break, as one does, you know?
Yeah.
If I told you you could retire tomorrow, but you have to live in Siberia.
No.
For the next 20 years.
No.
Before you're allowed to move.
No.
Would you?
No. Where the hell would I spend 20...
Yeah, how are you sweeting that deal? Why would that be?
Well, because you're retired. You can just goof off in Siberia.
But you
can travel.
In Siberia.
I'll let you travel.
No.
But that's your home.
No.
And then after 20 years, you're free and clear. You can live wherever you can live in the Okhotsk Sea.
Have you seen Siberia?
Well, yeah, I just said I was looking at pictures of Siberia.
No. No.
We're good. Good grief.
We're good here. Like there's a war going on anyways. I'm going to be falling out of a window. Knowing me, I'd say something to piss off the dear leader, and I'd end up falling out of a window in the only building in Siberia. There'd be one elevator in Siberia, and I would fall into the elevator shaft of it. No, I'm good.
But hey, you're retired.
Yeah, I don't mind working.
Mm. Yeah.
We've talked about this. If I don't have structure in my life, it's problematic. You put me in the middle of Siberia with nothing to do, I don't know.
You wouldn't want to find out what that would end up being like?
I don't know what
sort of
trouble you could get into in Siberia, but
my guess is
I'd find it.
I'll give you 10 years.
No.
We'll do a reality show. You'll make money.
No, I'm good, man. You can't give me somewhere a little better? Give me somewhere in Hurricane Alley. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with the hurricanes.
Well, I mean, people already lived out. I mean, that's no...
Yeah.
You know. Siberia, I don't know how many people live out there. But,
I don't think many.
But...
I think there's a reason why. There's that infamous movie about the soldiers that walked from, I think they walked from a prison camp, World War II, in Siberia. And I want to say it was like in Yemen or India that they walked to. It was thousands of miles. And it's a true story. And the guy says that when they got there, there's not like really a lot of fences. There's not like a lot of security. And I guess when you went there, the prison told you that their walls and the guards were not your jailers. It was Siberia that was your jailer.
Mm.
And they're like, we're not keeping you prisoner here. Mm. We're keeping you safe.
Mm.
Because the idea was like, if you left, good luck.
You're not figuring it out on your own.
No. And like, there was like four dudes that did. It's like the, it was like one of the great escapes of all time. Like four bros.
And they made it?
They made it. Well, I don't think they all made it, but one or two of them ended up making it. They ended up walking.
Like, I think I'd give that a shot. I mean, I don't want to be in prison, so I just like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll die out there, but what if I make it?
I'll find out. That might be until you're 2 days into the Siberian wilderness and you've lost three toes already. One of your compadres has died and been eaten by wolves, and you're like, maybe I'll go back. Like, there were stories of people escaping from that prison and then a day later coming back, showing up at the gates of the prison, being like, sorry, my bad. I'd like to be here now.
Longing for that toilet swill.
It's better than the Siberian wilderness in like 1939.
I don't know. I think that's an interesting, it's kind of an interesting human experiment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're in prison, but...
But free to go whenever you want?
Yep. Head out if you like. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's called the... Ed Harris is in it, and it's called, the movie, I believe it's called The Long Walk, and they escaped from a gulag camp, and they walked to India.
So I asked you if you had anything tie-dye.
I do not have anything tie-dye. Why? I'm not a tie-dye person.
No, you don't seem it.
Nah, it's not a...
Who's the most tie-dye guy at the fan?
Rusty, probably.
Yeah. I can see that.
I could see Buck having some tie-dye.
Well, tie-dye is a very fun kids activity, so I do have three tie-dye shirts that we just made in the backyard.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear one tomorrow.
I'm trying to think, like... At one point, I may have had a Blues Traveler tie-dye shirt, maybe.
Somewhere I've never owned anything tie-dye.
I can't. I don't find it to be a good look.
No, it's a mess.
Yeah.
But it's somehow a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, psychedelics, man.
Well, the Ducks want you to wear tie-dye to the Wisconsin game on the 25th of October.
Yeah. No.
It's going to be a tie-dye out.
Which is weird because Oregon doesn't wear...
Well, we're hippies up here.
But does anyone?
What do you mean Oregon doesn't? Tie-dye is like if you said what state is most synonymous with tie-dye, I would say probably Oregon.
Yeah.
California.
California. Berkeley. Look, I get it, but why? Like what? Like I get
it. Just being different.
But are they going to sell like a bunch of duck tie? Are they going to wear tie-dye uniforms? Is it going to be in court? Because normally if you wear, ooh, like if it's a blackout, you're wearing a black uniform. White out, you're wearing whites. You know, there's some. Yeah.
I'm guessing, you know, maybe they'll do a pretty psychedelic uni that day.
Maybe not the unis, but like all the undergarments, all the like, you know, the stretch fit stuff. Sleeves. And armbands and gloves and stuff.
I don't know.
Cleats?
I'm actually kind of interested in what that might look like if people commit to the bit.
A buddy of mine, though, fellow Duck, pointed out, why wouldn't you announce this 2 days later on Jerry Garcia's birthday?
Yeah, why did they announce it today?
I don't know.
I think they probably just had a calendar. They're like, we're going to...
Well, did Bill Walton die on this day? Or
no.
That day? Or
no. This is the 60th anniversary, I know, of the Grateful Dead. So I think that's... Oh. Yeah, the Grateful Dead community is in the midst of celebrating the band's 60th anniversary. And there's a 3-night run by Dead and Company in the band's hometown of San Francisco this weekend, so maybe that's what it was?
Well, no, they're saying the tie-dye for their game against Wisconsin is in honor of Bill Walton.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know why they chose to release that today and why that particular game.
But Bill wasn't a Duck.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was a Bruin. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, I guess, man.
In the video they released, they referenced the time the Grateful Dead came to Autzen in June of 78, but I don't know what that has to do with any of this.
Yeah, did
maybe
you know
Walton was there.
Did you know the Dead played there?
I found that out today because I saw the same little video, but no, I was not aware. Not aware that the Dead had played there.
In the video, it was Bill Walton standing on the field at Autzen Stadium wearing a Duck shirt, so...
All right. Go tie-dye. Will you be wearing tie-dye? I mean.
No.
No.
Like I said, I don't have any tie-dye.
No. Well, maybe you could buy some.
Are people here really committed to that bit, though? Do you think that will be a thing? Because I feel like Buck said this during the break, and I think he's right. He's like, when you do the whiteout or the blackout or whatever they do in college football, pretty much everybody does it now. Mm-hmm. The South, it's a whole different level of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that committed to it, even though we do it.
students will get into it, super fans will get into it, but like you go to a Tennessee game and everybody is in Tennessee orange, period, end of statement. And, you know, even if you're doing the special games like the Penn State whiteout, everyone will be in white for that game. There was a brief moment in time in Oregon football history, I think, where it would have been 2003 when they debuted the lightning yellow uniforms, and Autzen all the time looked lightning yellow, and that was pretty cool. But when you say on your ticket that you're changing it every week, black, green, tie-dye, striped, whatever, it's just, there's no staying power there.
Someone said, I'm a Duck fan and I own a Duck tie-dye shirt. Well, there you go. Someone said else tie-dye helmets could be cool.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, the tie-dye helmet. The uniform might be a bit much, but if you did a tie-dye helmet, I could see that being a pretty cool thing. And look, let's give Oregon some credit. Oregon makes really good gear. So if they release a whole set of tie-dye merch,
unlikely to screw it up.
Yeah, because I saw the they did the Grateful Dead logo, but with the duck.
With green and yellow instead of red and blue.
It was a cool thing. If you like the Grateful Dead, I am not a Grateful Dead fan. I don't get jam bands necessarily, but I could see where this would be pretty cool. By the way, the that Russian, the prison walk, 4,000 miles from Siberia to British-controlled India.
How long did it take them?
They're saying 11 months.
4,000 miles?
4,000 miles. God. It was a 2010 film, The Way Back. It has been debated. There are people that are claiming that this guy is full of crap. There's a controversy surrounding it, but no one can prove or unprove his story. But some people think that it's just the idea that you could walk 4,000 miles through Siberia, through the Gobi Desert, through the Himalayas.
No way.
There's some people that think that he's full of crap.
Yeah.
But he was a Polish officer that claims, and no one's really around to verify those claims. But he wrote a book, and they made a movie about it, and if he did do it, it's incredible.
All right, up next, who would you trade Browns quarterback edition on The Fan? The great Billy Joel.
That's a new documentary, and So It Goes is really good.
Yeah, have you watched the whole thing yet?
Yeah.
You got both parts? Yeah, yeah. It is.
It's really good.
Dynamite.
And then they, on Spotify, they did an entire, everything from all the intros to all the deep cuts. They put out like a double giant album on Spotify.
Pretty cool.
It's really, really well done.
After watching that doc, I was listening to music when I'm like practicing my chips, putts, or hitting balls or whatever.
Putting on the Ritz.
And boy, was I in a Billy Joel, because I just hadn't listened to him much in a while.
He's greatness.
And I just got in a Billy Joel role the other day, boy. Yeah. He's awesome.
Some may say the greatest American singer-songwriter of all time.
You know what the thing is about that doc, though?
Hmm.
I hate to say this.
Okay.
I do.
Talk to me.
The doc is great.
Yeah.
It is a very deep dive into the career of Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And the life of Billy Joel.
Yes.
And Billy Joel is in it. And Billy Joel is awesome. He's pretty much just a savant. Like he just was born to play piano,
mm-hmm.
and he's really incredible. Like almost kind of underrated even. That said, I couldn't help but think as they continued to go through the things that happened in his life,
mm-hmm.
how big of an idiot he kind of was. Like he didn't pay attention to anything. Like, and he's even admits it. He's like, I just, I was an artist.
Yep.
And his manager was ripping him off.
What?
He wasn't, like, he just was, he was housed, yeah. He also says that he wasn't drunk when, he said multiple car wrecks, and he's saying, like, I don't know. Like, I think he's kind of full of it some in some of the interviews, but he was his own worst enemy.
Uh-huh.
On all of this stuff. It's like, dude.
Kind of let bad stuff
wake
happen
up.
To him, right?
Yes.
I think sometimes when you're a savant, and a tortured savant at that. And I just think everything else kind of goes by the wayside. And yeah, I you're right. He is his own worst enemy, but a lot of that led to some of the best work that he had ever done. I don't know anyone that I listen to that writes more autobiographical music than Billy, which is why I love him so much. And I think when you listen to him and he talks about how tortured the songwriting process was for him, I think some of that may have been some sort of weird codependency thing where he used the creative process to deal with it, but also maybe the creative process led to him.
Like he needed a little bit of that so that he could, produce his stuff.
You ever meet those people that thrive in chaos? I think Billy may be one of those guys that just thrives in chaos. And if that's all you know, he tells a story when he was like 6 or 7 years old, where he sat down and started playing his dad was a classically trained musician, and he didn't really know his father very much. And he started playing Beethoven by ear, by the way, because he couldn't read music. And he said, I started to improvise, and he started to play a rock version of Beethoven. He was making up improv Beethoven when he was like 6 years old, and he played what he was playing, and it sounds amazing. And his dad came down, hit him with a right hook, knocked him unconscious. And he said, when he woke up like a minute later, he goes, well, that was the end of my improv. Well, when you're 6 years old and you're a savant and you're playing what God made you to play and your dad's response is to knock you unconscious, my guess is that probably starts you off on a, it's a little bit like a Michael Jackson path, right? Like what made you great also made you very, very self-destructive.
Yeah, but he kind of never learned, though.
No,
like,
he didn't.
Never changed.
No. But maybe he didn't want to because it fed the creative process.
And the one thing I always relate, he says in there, he just said, I never liked being told what to do, and what I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And I relate to that because I have burned more damn bridges for no reason in my life than I care to admit, and it's the old Homer Simpson, may the bridges I burn light my way. And I couldn't tell you why I do it, and I guess I relate to that in some ways that like he's not even apologetic. He goes, I don't know. It's just what I did. And I found I find an honesty in that, and that he's just,
well,
this is who I am.
He's amazing. And the doc is amazing. Yeah. Give
the
it a watch.
It's incredible.
That's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Did you know they actually changed it back to HBO Max?
Yeah.
It's no longer Max.
It was because it was the dumbest rebrand of all time.
They've rebranded that thing six times and people still don't know what it is.
It's HBO Max now again.
Yeah, because I guess people confuse it with Cinemax. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Hopefully, I tuned in a couple times to watch the Red Shoe Diaries and I'm like, where the hell is my softcore porn? And I was like, Righteous Gemstones.
I have the odds for the Browns quarterback trades because they're saying they're going to trade one of their quarterbacks.
Well, you can't have nine of them.
Well, they have four, Jays. And you really can't have four.
No. I thought there was a fifth one. Didn't they have like some other guy in camp?
No, they have, well, they may have somebody in camp, but they have four.
They have Pickett.
I guess under contract.
Flacco, Pickett, Shadur, and Gabriel.
So I have the odds here. Mm-hmm. The odds to be the Browns' week one starting quarterback. Who do you think is the favorite?
It's Joe Flacco. And if you're betting on anything else, then I don't know what to tell you.
Joe Flacco -130.
Yes.
So you're saying that's a pretty good little bet.
It's a gimme. Unless Joe Flacco blows a hamstring, Joe Flacco will be the starter.
Kenny Pickett, +100.
And he's dealing with a hammy right now.
And Shadur Sanders +500, Dylan Gabriel +700.
So you're telling me that Shadur Sanders has better odds to play than Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah. That, to start week one.
If you want to know how dumb
Sucker
people
bet.
Are, I would like to point out Shadur Sanders is getting like 4 reps per day in practice. Not 4 per period. 4.
Is Gabriel getting more then?
Yes. Oh. Like Shadur Sanders is not.
Let's do that.
He just isn't taking snaps, period. Like you don't go from 4th string to starting. It just doesn't happen. In fact, I think in the history of the modern NFL, I want to say there's been one or two 5th round and above that have started week 1. And it ain't going to be Shadur Sanders. It's the 2nd or the 3rd. And when you can't get reps in camp, what are people thinking? This is the whole Bronny James thing. This is how dumb the public is. We've been told that Shadur Sanders is really good, and we've been told that Shadur Sanders is going to be a star.
And that he matters, and that he will have an impact on the NFL.
You just had their owner. I want you to process this. The owner of the Cleveland Browns yesterday came out at a press conference at training camp and made a point. And by the way, a really, really strong, like, hey, I want everyone to know, I didn't want to pick this kid. This was the GM, so blame him. That's
no.
If the coaching staff was around and was like, dude, this kid's really good, the owner wouldn't be like, hey, just so you know, I'm not taking credit or blame for that kid. And yet we're still trying to make Shedeur Sanders a thing. In fact, Dion was saying, I heard Dion in a little thing.
Do you believe?
2-3 days ago, say that Shedeur didn't want him to come to camp. Dion was going to visit him. He goes, no, don't come because I'm not playing. He goes, I may take 3 reps and I don't want you to see that. And Dion's like, don't worry. He's like, come preseason, they're going to have to play him. And once he plays in the preseason, that's all we need. Like, you're still trying to will.
Like once he gets his chance, there'll never be any going back.
It's like, okay, we get these narratives in our head that because someone is a star and that we've been told over and over again, the NFL doesn't care whether it's Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders or Johnny Manziel, you can come in with all the hype in the world. If you can't play, you don't play. And I'm sorry, but look at the quarterback room that he can't beat out. He can't beat out Dylan Gabriel. No offense to Dylan, but that's not a NFL starter. You can't beat out Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett,
and the ultimate journeyman vet,
and 1,000-year-old Joe Flacco. You not only can you not beat him out, you can't even beat him out to get reps. And yet we're still being like, well, I think there's a decent shot.
Shedeur Sanders coming.
I mean, it's just, you can't help sports fans. Sometimes you can't help them.
Joe Flacco is not 1,000 years old. He is 40.
In NFL terms, that's a fact. By the way, Joe Flacco was 40 when he was 26.
He's
just
a man.
So you know.
He's 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Which quarterback will be traded before week one?
Kenny Pickett.
You can get plus money on Pickett.
That's a good bet. Pickett will get dealt.
Dylan Gabriel minus 150.
Why would anyone?
That wouldn't make sense because they drafted Gabriel ahead of Sanders. Yeah. So wouldn't he be the guy they'd want to keep and you'd flip Shedeur or Pickett?
Let me just state for the record, no one wants Shedeur Sanders and no one probably wants Dylan Gabriel either. So
Gabriel minus 150, Pickett plus 200. Sanders plus 400 and Flacco plus 700. Yeah, those are the odds.
Pickett will get moved. Flacco will win the job. Gabriel, my guess, does enough. Pickett's dealing with the hammy. And Shedeur Sanders, no one wanted to draft him, and yet someone's going to trade for him? Why not just wait for Shedeur Sanders to get cut and then just put him on your practice squad? Again, you can't help people from being their own worst enemy, but the Pickett one is a decent bet because if Gabriel shows enough in the preseason, then you don't need Kenny Pickett. You got Flacco, you got Gabriel, and my guess is Sanders probably ends up on the practice squad.
All right, up next, it is time for your noted newsman to bust out with hard-hitting news you can use.
I love hard-hitting news.
Calling all golfers.
Ooh.
Next, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, nice to have you along. It is July 30, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Hello. Please be seated.
Thank you.
It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is World Snorkeling Day.
Oh, I like a good snorkel.
Always fun.
Yeah. Only on vacation. I've never snorkeled in my day-to-day life.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot of snorkeling in the Vancouver, Southwest Washington area, is there?
I've never snorkeled in the Pacific Northwest. I've never snorkeled.
Where would you snorkel?
That's the point.
Really even see. Yeah,
where would you go?
You going to the Columbia? You can't see 3 feet in front of you.
I had a buddy who scuba dived in the Puget Sound once.
But there you go. I'm sure
scuba diving is a little different than snorkeling.
Very much so.
I'm going to look up Oregon snorkeling. Is there? Can you snorkel like Crater Lake?
You could be Oregon's top snorkeler.
Is there anything in Crater Lake? Is that a dumb question? Don't answer that.
Water.
But Oregon's coastline is not known for the same type of snorkeling as tropical destinations, but it does offer unique opportunities, particularly in the central and southern regions. Clear lakes and the Cascade Mountains also provide distinctive experiences with its underwater forest. So,
okay. You
can snorkel.
No, but seriously, is there anything in Crater Lake?
I think there's everything in every lake.
Everything?
Well, like, you think there's a lake that doesn't have anything in it?
Well, maybe I should rephrase it. Like, what's in Crater Lake?
While it was naturally fishless, non-native fish like rainbow trout and kokanee salmon were introduced there and now thrive.
Yeah, like,
see, it was fishless, though.
You can also see the Mazama newt, various phytoplankton, and zooplankton.
They've been stocking that thing since 1888, it says. So.
I love plankton, dude. Big
crayfish.
Plankton guy.
Crayfish, too.
Give me them shrimps! I don't know, like, I just assume if there's a body of water, there's things in it.
No, I know. That's why I rephrase it. What is in it?
We just told you.
Yeah.
I know, but you give me crap, and I don't feel like I deserve it.
I feel like you deserve it a little bit. You know. Well, just a little bit. Is there anything in Crazy Lake?
It is also National Cheesecake Day, a fine dessert. As a matter of fact, perhaps one of the finest.
Maybe the best dessert.
Maybe the best.
You know what? It's simple. It works. It may not be the fanciest of desserts, but you can never go wrong with it.
By itself, a good cheesecake is great, but you can also dress it up and do all kinds of fun things with it. Fruit, chocolate, peanut butter.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how my wife found this, but she sent this to me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I have no interest, but you guys might. Maybe she saw it on the gram. Mm-hmm. Adidas Golf has tossed out a casting call.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And they need golfers for a photo and video shoot for Adidas. They're looking for golfers, people 18 plus with intermediate or above skill level in golf.
Okay.
Models, people 18 plus, comfortable on camera, no golf or modeling experience required. No professional acting or modeling experience is needed to apply. You should feel comfortable on camera and be good at taking direction.
Talk to me, Goose.
This, and now get this, if hired, golfers will make $2,500 per day.
Wow.
For 1 to 3 days of work.
Nice.
Models will make $3,400 per day, or $1,700 for half days.
Well, I'm pretty certain that I'm not making the modeling section of this. Do you really think they, Adidas, so TaylorMade.
What about plus size?
Do they want this to be the face of Adidas Golf?
Well, you won't. Yeah, I mean, you
maybe
don't know.
Maybe you're here to give Adidas Golf an insurrectionist edge.
I like, yeah, are you trying to, if we're trying to promote the...
You think conservatives don't golf?
Yeah, if you want the January 6th Make Golf Great Again, let's go, Adidas. Sign me up.
Plus $250 to attend a wardrobe fitting on a separate date if you are requested.
Are we going to have double XLs here? Because, you know, I don't like when I show up at the Adidas employee store and they hit me with a lot of larges and XLs.
Here's the thing about this. Okay, so the shoot dates are September 8th through 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the fitting date is TBD.
Okay.
The shooting location is Portland. It's a non-union thing. And you have until tonight at 11, priority deadline to apply tonight at 11, submissions accepted through August 3rd. And so you can go to WeebleMountain.com.
Weeble Mountain?
That's the agency.
Oh, okay. Is there nudity involved in this? Because I'm quite comfortable if we're doing that. Tasteful nudes?
You have to be 18 or over. You have to live in Oregon or Washington and be legally eligible to work in the United States. If you have a talent agency, it is mandatory to list your agency on your application.
I mean, I really
people
think
of all identities.
I think I'm perfect, and I identify as lots of things. I think I'm perfect for this.
Well, you should apply. I mean, that's a lot. That's good money until you realize that pay includes your hours worked and the use of your image by the advertiser as outlined in the usage terms below. In other words, if this thing blows up and goes viral, you ain't getting a dime over $2,500 per day.
Yeah, but it's $2,500 more than you had if you didn't go at all.
That's fair.
I'm looking here, though.
But isn't that, don't they kind of get you with that? It's like, oh.
That if you're a star, you can't see more of it? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, they float it out there as like, oh, that's really great pay. But the flip side of that is if it becomes a thing and your likeness is in it,
yeah,
they've already got you signed off.
Sure.
Like, in other words, I don't know. It just seems like a way to go on the cheap and kind of screw people over?
This thing isn't blowing up, for God's sakes.
How do you know?
By the way, this is what you have to do. You got to send a headshot.
Ooh.
Color photo, no filters, no hats, no sunglasses. We need a video. Waist up, 1 to 2 minutes. Look directly at the camera.
One to 2 minutes of just looking at the camera?
Says, introduce yourself and answer the following questions. How long have you been playing golf? Do you have any experience playing pro, semi-pro? If not, what other events have you participated in recently? Please tell us about some of your recent accomplishments. I'm excited. My name is Jason Sakanik. You might remember me from such holes as Royal Oaks triple bogey number one from today.
And bunker nap.
Yes. Yes, you might remember me from the shirtless bunker nap at the 4th annual golf classic out at Langdon Farms. It's become the stuff of legend. Video two, we need a golf swing. Video showing your golf swing. The camera should show your full body from the front.
This seems like a lot.
Please record the video outdoors at a driving range if possible.
See, I think Isaac should do this.
And really hit a ball.
Well, I gotta work.
It says you can use existing video as long as we can see your form clearly.
You don't have time to take a couple swings in front of your phone?
No, I do, but if I get hired, I can't. I got to do the show.
Does it say when the shoots are? Maybe it's on the weekend.
Yeah, the 8th through the 11th of September, Monday through Thursday.
Well, Dusty will understand.
Idiot.
Dude, I'm going to do this, and
I don't think he will.
I'm doing everything in some hot shorts.
Now that we're on FM, you can be the face of Adidas Golf, too. Yeah. I mean, this would be big for our branding.
I'm more of a Nike guy.
I know you are, but it's money and getting your face out there.
You can just do the modeling photos if you want.
I don't like the pay. Listen, if they hired me, I would have. They would need to.
I don't like the pay.
No, they got to negotiate something better than $2,500 a day.
You were just saying what a great deal that was, just not for you.
That's right. I'm a star. You know.
I am. I'm just telling you. That's how you. That's how you submit to be a golfer.
Coming up next, one of us is dining at a top three restaurant in Portland tonight.
Oh, are you going to Jerry's too?
Portland's top 40 restaurants are out as Oregon Live, that guy Michael Russell, I think is his name, ranks them every year.
I don't think any of my haunts are making the list.
And he's got his new list. What is number one in 2025? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tell me that you
yes.
Like it.
Hi, this is in the news for July 30, 2025. Deal is in on the text line. Says, having an open casting call is basically just the easiest way to get talent for cheap. Anyway, Patrick Harris is doing great. That's fantastic.
I want to be more of the face of, like, what's like a downtrod? Like, what's a golf brand? Like Wilson. Does Wilson Golf need a... I want to be the face of Wilson Golf. Adidas is not my... I'm going to pass.
It's Wilson another. Golf balls. You see those out on the... You know, you find those in the scraggly woods every now and then.
I need something like, what else is like Wilson or like a...
Top Flight hiring?
Yeah, Pinnacle, if you will.
Ooh, there you go.
Let's go with that.
Maybe a noodle.
I need to be the face of an alternative golf brand. Adidas, it's too highbrow for me.
Oregon Live has put out its top 40 restaurants in Portland for 2025. They do this every year. Same guy, Michael Russell, I think is his name. They say he judges based mostly off of taste of food.
I would certainly shocker.
Are you?
You go to a restaurant and we judge on taste.
Well, no. It says Russell made his picks primarily based on the quality of the food while taking into account service, drinks, and atmosphere as well.
Okay, but if the food sucks, it's not going on the list. Right.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what makes this guy's taste buds so kick-ass, but apparently he's the guy, okay?
Yeah.
So this year, there is a new number one. I don't know what was number one last year, but they say this is new number one. I'm going to give you the top five, okay, in the interest of time.
I'm scrolling through right now to see how many.
Number five is Kachka, the Russian, the Soviet.
Let me tell you.
Restaurant. Have you been there?
I have.
I haven't been there yet.
I have been there.
Buck,
you going overrated on this?
I think I'm going right where Snook is going. It's really good and it's really unique, but is it the fifth best restaurant in Portland? Probably not.
Huh. Like Russian food, obviously, it's you got to be in a certain mood. It's a certain wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I went once because my gal loves trying all the places that have high, you know, like, oh, you got to go here. We haven't been back, and she's a big foodie in the fact that she hasn't gone back. We went and had to try a different Russian restaurant. So even me, a little biased because Russian food isn't my favorite, that is not the fifth best restaurant in Portland.
I think for what it does, they're very good, yeah. But it's a tough needle to thread.
Number four, Noto Guro.
That is delightful.
I've not heard of that one, but I really want to go now.
Yes.
After reading about it in the brick.
Sushi?
Yeah, that was the...
Is that right?
We went there. Yeah, I want to say we either went for like an anniversary or just like a birthday or whatever. And that was another one of those places that the missus really wanted to go to. And that is as good a sushi as you will have. Okay. Period. End of story. Phenomenal.
Number three is... I never
is
know how to...
Is upset that I've been to two of the top five?
A little bit. I think you've been to another one too, but number three is, I never know how to pronounce this. Is it Coquine?
Coquine is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Coquine is number three.
Haven't been to that one.
It's a staple.
Is it in any of the prominent restaurant groups? Do we know? Like
I don't know.
You know how you have like the, well, like one of the other ones you're going to mention that you're going to tonight. They have a couple of restaurants under the same umbrella.
They say to get the onion bread, an exquisitely cooked vegetable or two, beautifully presented fish or braised meat, pavlova, or some other meringue-based dessert.
Mm.
Okay. Number two is Longbon.
Oh, my God.
So you've been to that one, too?
I've been to that one, too.
So you've been to four of the top five.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you've been to number one.
I have not seen number one. And
so Longbon, I'm eating there for the first time tonight.
You are going to freaking love it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Went for my birthday a couple weeks ago, or a couple years ago, sensational.
It is a Thai restaurant, is freaking incredible.
All right.
You will not be disappointed in that.
Did you know that it was named America's Most Outstanding Restaurant at the 2024 James Beard Awards?
I didn't know it was that, but they have it up when you walk in. They have a bunch of awards that are like...
I thought you told us that in the news a year ago.
They are.
Well, I probably did. I just didn't remember.
Yes.
Longbon is number two, and number one is Khan.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you've been there.
I've been there as
well. That's the Haitian restaurant.
Yes.
And
that does not disappoint you.
I've only been there the one time, and it looks like they rotate their menu quarterly, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
So I've been to, well, after tonight, I will have been to only two of the top five.
Well, I will.
And you like Ox. Ox is number six.
Ox is incredible. I think Ox and Ringside to me flip. And by the way, Ringside's opening again in August after the fire.
Not on the list, though.
Ringside didn't make it, huh?
Nope.
In my opinion, if I have to go to a place to eat in Portland for a nice night out, I am picking Ringside or Ox. Those are my two favorite places.
They do have a Pizza Shoals as number 10.
Very good.
Never been. Would like to go.
I have not been to that either.
You ever been to a Pizza Shoals?
That's not true. I think I have. That was the one where I...
You can get the pies to go.
Is that in... where is that? Yeah, 47th and Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have been there. Sorry.
The high-end...
It was good, but...
High-end pizza. 9 Olympia Provisions, I've been there. And let me tell you, that's another one. It's fine. I've been there for brunch.
Not my favorite. It's not my favorite.
Ninth best?
I mean, it's really good.
Yes.
It's not my favorite.
Ninth best?
Well, you can check out the list on Oregon Live.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. I feel pretty hoity-toity with four of the top five.
The BTJ is finally getting some culture into you.
Yeah.
A man who goes to freaking Chili's in Mexico City. God sakes. One of the best food cities in the world, and he goes to Chili's.
And it was delightful, we've been told.
He loved it. And he loved it. That's the best. The best part is he loved it.
Yeah, he doubles down on it being a great
decision.
It's
like, oh my God, yeah, what a great...
I don't care what anyone says. Drunk 1:30 in the morning and you find a Chili's that's open, you're telling me you're not wandering in? You are.
I mean, Southwest Egg Rolls hit the spot internationally, too. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that is in the news for July 30, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Keep the Blazers in Portland.
Well, we certainly hope so.
Yeah, I'm not sure we needed this, but we got it. Okay. And that's next on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.